is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the shoe shine and floor shine. Let's lace up those rhymes. Once lockdown diseases breaking out on the heels of superstition. Uh-oh. Numerous vaccine-preventable diseases such as mumps, measles, and pertussis, known as whooping cough, are making a comeback with increasing outbreak occurrences since 2000. Doctors and infectious disease experts are rolling up their sleeves to get a grip on more research of vaccine effectiveness, waning immunity, and the potential effects of unvaccinated children. The results? It's time to dodge superstition and vaccinate your kids. See? Or a whole generation could be dealing with diseases that were once considered eradicated. On a more lighthearted note, people have been taking to Twitter with some hilarious anti-vaxxer memes. Raj's favorite goes a little like this. 1999, teen sneaks out to go drink with friends. 2009, teen sneaks out to smoke weed with friends. 2019, teen sneaks out to get measles vaccine. Roger's solution? It's high time we needle up. Vaccinate your little ones and keep America safe. On the Hill. Shut the door. McConnell says hands off the ACA. It's been a seesaw of policy debates in D.C. On again, off again, on again. But in this case, the book is closed on the ACA for the time being. According to WAPO, the mighty Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell convinced the recalcitrant President Trump to shelve his pedestrian plans to replace the Affordable Care Act until after the 2020 election. The Republican Senate Majority Leader offered a rare glimpse of his counseling acumen, with a promising glimmer 2 years into Trump's governance, suggesting Republicans on the Hill are getting a knack for how to negotiate with the art of the deal author himself and his pendulum swings on policy. How do you spell relief? M-C-C-O-N-N-E. Well, you get the idea. In Hollywood, DOJ urges the Academy to open the lens of the Oscars. On March 21st, the Department of Justice delivered a stern letter to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, warning them they may face antitrust lawsuits should they continue to block Netflix and other streaming services from the illustrious Oscars. They'll be in a bit of hot water. Personally, Raj is excited to see if Bird Box could run to the red carpet next year. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Deserted warehouse on the outskirts of town. And a ticking bomb spells trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy, breaking and entering. It's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl. Untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin.
Holy discontent.
Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress.
Can we talk about this later?
Will Batgirl save the dynamic duo? Will she get equal pay? Tune in tomorrow or contact the Wage and Hour Division listed in your phone book under the U.S. Department of Labor.
Welcome back, folks. In feel-good news, good riddance to robocalls. On Monday, the FTC put the kibosh on four different call centers that have been harassing people for years. This crackdown signals the end of billions of unwanted robocalls, ending scams about warranties, home security, even fake veteran charities. This may sound like a bit of a first world problem, but it's one Raj is certainly glad to see go. Hear, hear, FTC. And now for a moment of poetry. today we'll take pause for some war-era penmanship. A true tribute to the men and women who fought for the flag. This one's for you, guys and gals. Today I'll be reading an excerpt from The Shield of Achilles by W.H. Auden. Out of the air a voice without a face, proved by statistics that some cause was just. In tones as dry and level as the place, no one was cheered and nothing was discussed. Column by column in a cloud of dust they marched away, enduring a belief whose logic brought them somewhere else to grief. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.